Arnold Schwarzenegger takes up the role of governor of California today, and people wonder how he'll do with no special effects department to whack the budget monster. Day-to-day special correspondent Brian Unger likes the unusual approach to his assignments. He's sicked on the Schwarzenegger story, and he discussed his most recent findings with my colleague David Kestenbaum.
All right, so Brian, Arnold enters the governor's mansion today, and the question on everyone's mind is, can he do it? Now, I understand you've uncovered some exclusive information that gives us some new insights into how Schwarzenegger's going to govern.
I have indeed. Last week, I uncovered information which was released to me by a source in the Schwarzenegger organization that depicts this new governor as cold, calculating, and frankly, not interested in much else other than his own body.
Okay, now as a journalist and a former man of science, I have to ask you, how reliable is this evidence? And where'd you get it from?
Well, I think it's reliable, or I wouldn't be here. And crazy as it sounds, anyone can find this same information in their local video store, in the just-released Terminator 3 Rise of the Machines 2-disc DVD widescreen edition, and the new DVD Pumping Iron, the 25th Anniversary Special Edition.
That's your scoop?
Call it what you want. I call it a bombshell.
All right, so what was there on these new DVDs? Did he have some political message he tacked on? Something about his aspirations for leadership?
Political message? Is that what you said?
That's what you're here for.
Well, that would be kind of weird, wouldn't it? I mean, they're DVDs. They're supposed to be entertaining. But, you know, listen to what I have uncovered from them. This is how I think he's going to deal with his political foes.
And I said to myself, how can I sell the idea that I'm a machine that has no emotions, that doesn't care about any of my competitors, not even my best friend that was living with me at the time, Franco Colombo? I could care less about him.
Listen to how he talks about his best friend. Now imagine what he's going to say about anyone who gets in his way at the State House. I mean, this is good insight into how he's going to conduct his political life in Sacramento. Cold, calculating, willing to turn on his friends at any moment. Machine-like. I mean, you could go as far as to say dastardly.
Brian, wait a second. Don't you think you're taking this out of context? I mean, in this clip, he's clearly talking about how he's acting in this film and he's trying to enhance dramatic moments between himself and the other bodybuilders. Don't you think you're making a bit of a leap here?
Well, perhaps. You can judge me all you want, David. You can judge my message, but you can't escape the truth here, as I see it, because I have some other shocking evidence to reveal. This I unearthed, buried deep into the DVD of Terminator 3. He describes his political life here, okay, and listen to what he's most concerned about.
Oh my God, did you see Schwarzenegger naked? Yeah, he showed his butt. I even saw something in front, you know, all of those kind of things.
Do we really want to see our governor naked?
This whole line of evidence, it's incredibly flawed. But I'll go with you on the last one, no.
That's right. Well, you can call it flawed, David, but listen to what I think I've uncovered about how Schwarzenegger is planning the inauguration.
And then they will put, divide the screen into three sections. There will be the first Terminator, and there will be my naked body, and there will be the second Terminator with my naked body, and then there will be the third one. From the, Terminator Rise of the Machines with my arrival scene. And then it will be comparing. Oh, look at his deltoids. His deltoids are not as big as they were 20 years ago. Oh, look at his abs. They were much better then. So I felt total pressure.
Brian, he's talking about the pressure for an actor to get in good shape for the three movies. Look, the guy got elected. I think Californians have a reasonable confidence that he possesses the know-how to govern.
I don't know why you're not looking at the truth. He's talking about being naked here. And let me tell you something. This is what I've learned about that know-how to govern.
But I mean, the reality is, I made up a lot of this stuff because I felt like that's the way you get attention.
Brian, mm-hmm. I want you to go right to the ombudsman's office and then the legal department.
Remind me, ombudsman, what is that again?
Brian Unger, thank you.
I've got to run.
That interview by NPR's David Kestenbaum.